you to look with me into the book of John, chapter number 6. The book of John, chapter number 6. I want to look at one verse tonight in John chapter number 6. Jesus, in chapter number 6, we find a miracle of feeding the 5,000. Then, after all these things had taken place, you'll find in verse number 15, the Bible says, when Jesus therefore perceived or understood or noticed that they would come and take Him by force to make Him a king, He departed again unto a mountain Himself alone. Father, I thank You, Lord, for the Word of God tonight. I thank You, Lord, for this privilege, God, of being in Your house tonight. Lord, thank You for these families, God, each individual that's gathered here tonight. Lord, we pray, God, that the Word of God would go out, Lord, and be a blessing tonight, Lord, and a help, Lord, to our lives, Lord. We thank You, God, for all You do for us, Lord. We ask You, God, to help them tonight, Lord. It's mentioned in our prayer room, God, that's in need. God, You know all about it, Lord, and I pray, God, that, Lord, You'd reach Your hand of mercy, God, toward each and every one, Lord. We love You. We thank You, God, we can call on You. Thank You, God, that You ever care for us. We love You in Christ's name. Amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice here, this one verse right here says, when Jesus therefore perceived they would come, take Him by force to make Him a king. I want you to notice something that I noticed the other day when I was reading my Bible here, that this verse right here says, make Him a king, but the word king right here is with a little K. You know, the world today would still love to make Him a king with a little K. But I'm here to declare to you tonight that He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords with a capital K. Matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, it's capital K, capital I, capital N, capital G. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I want to preach to you for just a little bit tonight with this thought right here. He ain't stepping down. Amen. He ain't stepping down. Hey, I want you to know He is the current King today. There's been a lot of men throughout history that's come and reigned for a while and they thought they was going to rule the world. But let me tell you something, there's only one that's in control tonight. There's one that's in authority tonight. There's one King with a capital K tonight. He's King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. Hey, and He's still on the throne tonight. Amen. He is the current King. Hey, the Bible says that He is the King of righteousness. He's the King of glory. He's the King of heaven. He's the Lord of all kings, Daniel said. In Revelation 1 and 5, the Bible says He's the Prince of the kings of all the earth. In the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus said, all power is given unto Me in heaven and in earth. Oh, now I tell you today, this world doesn't like kings. King Jesus today. They don't like Him. They'd love to dethrone Him. They'd love to push Him out. But let me tell you something, friend. They didn't elect Him. He didn't get appointed by anybody. He's King of Kings. He's always been King. There wasn't none before Him. There'll never be one after Him. He's Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. And He ain't stepping down. Well, listen to me tonight. I want us to realize tonight, friend, that this Bible right here is under attack. Christianity is under attack. Our Lord is under attack. The Antichrist is on a rise in this world today. But let me tell you, we serve a King. That's King of Kings. That's Lord of Lords, friend. And I know who's going to win in the end of this thing. I'm glad to be on the winning side tonight. He is the current King. Ain't you glad of that? Hey, I'm glad I ain't serving some king with a little K. I'm glad I ain't serving Muhammad tonight. I'm glad I ain't serving any other king of this world today, friend. Any other religion of this world. But I'm serving the King with a capital K, the current King, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. Hey, He is the current King. Not only is He the current King, He's the continuing King. Amen? I want you to look with me in Luke chapter number 1 here just for a minute. Let's talk about this continuing King. There was an angel named Gabriel that came over in Luke chapter number 1 to a virgin by the name of Mary. He came into her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord's with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Now look at this. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever." Notice now. "And of his kingdom there shall be no end." There shall be no end. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a king tonight that's still on the throne. He's interceding for his children today. Even though the Antichrist and the rulers of this world today don't like him, hey, he's going to be king when all this smoke is settled and this thing is all done with. He'll still be the continuing King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You'll find over in the book of Matthew, when old Herod heard that the King of the Jews was born, hey, he thought he was king. But his, if you look in your Bible where it says King Herod, it's got a little K. Hey, Jesus is King of Kings with a big K. And old Herod, he slew all the babies of 2 years and under in that day trying to get this King of Kings and Lord of Lords killed, but it didn't work. He's still alive today. Hey, they crucified him, but he's still alive today. Now let me tell you something, friend. You can take his name off your dollar bills and your coins. You can take the Ten Commandments off the courthouse wall. You can stop prayer in school. You can do everything to push him out and to shut him out. But he's still Lord today. He's still God today. He ain't stepping down for nobody. He is the continuing King. Well, how long has he been king? Well, I don't know how to describe it. The Bible says he's the Ancient of Days. He's the Ancient of Days. Hey, John said in the beginning was the Word. And when the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Hey, I don't know how. Hey, how long has he been king? I don't know. Hey, he's just always been king. He always will be king. Amen? Amen. Hey, how long will he continue to be king? Well, let me tell you something over in Revelation. Let's just take a look as God's Word is winding down over in the book of Revelation. Let's look in chapter 19. You'll find that the marriage supper of the Lamb takes place. We're there in heaven. We're at the marriage supper of the Lamb. The rapture is taking place. And the Bible says that John said, "I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True." Notice this. "And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Listen now. "And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you notice there, them's all capitals in my Bible. I don't know about your Bible, but mine has all capitals in these two phrases, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of, look at that, kings with a little K, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings, there it is, kings with a little K, of the earth, their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Hey, can you imagine what this is going to be like, friend? Oh, the whole world, when Jesus comes back, when we come back with Him, friend, He's coming not... Hey, He ain't coming with salvation. He's not coming with grace, friend. He's coming to judge, and He's coming to make war against all those that have spoken ungodly words against Him, all those that reject Him, all those that have hated Him, friend. He's coming to make war, friend. He's coming to settle the score right here, friend. Well, notice this, friend, to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. Can I tell you something, friend? This great war is about to take place right here, friend, but guess what? When the smoke settles, friend, when the dust settles, friend, hey, he's still going to be on his horse. We're still going to be back behind him. He's still going to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and he ain't a stepping down. He ain't going to get knocked down. He's the continuing King. He is the current King. And we live in a world that seemingly is just out of control. Seems like it's in a downward spiral. Mankind is... Have you ever seen anything in such a bigger mess than this world's in today? It's in a mess, ain't it? Man is doing his best to try to solve the problems, and at the same time, he's trying to push God from out of the scene. It don't work that way. This don't work that way. I'm glad I know the King of Kings today and the Lord of Lords. I'm putting my trust in Him. I'm putting my trust in what He said in this Word right here. My trust ain't in Obama. It ain't in his mama. Let me tell you what, friend. It ain't in who's going to take his place in 2 years. Amen? They'll tell you they're going to fix everything. Whoever's running for office, they've got it all figured out. They're going to fix everything. But when it's all said and done, it'll be in a bigger mess than when it started. Amen? Because they just came for the little cat. They got no power to do anything. God rules in the affairs of men. Sets up kings and kingdoms. He takes them down until he gets ready. He's the current king. He's a continuing king. But I like this. He's a carrier. You notice? You ever know? Hey, you know what? If you have a problem with me, I would try to call the President Obama. I doubt if I could get through to him. Amen? Anybody in here got his cell number? I don't believe anybody in here could get through to him. You, but listen, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. I got his number. Hey, I tell you how to find him. A throne of grace, on your face. At the throne of grace, you can call Him, and I guarantee you, He'll answer on the other end, friend. As a child of God, we've got access to the Lord of Lords and to the King of Kings tonight. I'm glad He's a caring King. He cared enough to leave the glories of heaven, to come to this world, and to die for us, that we might go to His world, leaving all sin and sorrow behind. The Bible tells us over in the book of Romans, chapter number 5. The Bible says this, "For when we," that's you and me, "were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." That was you and me. "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Hey, you ever feel like nobody cares? Hey, I'd venture to say probably everybody in the house sometime or another feels alone. Feel like the weights of the world, the burdens of the world piled upon you, and nobody cares. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus cares. Jesus cares. He ever cares for His own. He tells us in the Word of God that we can bring our cares, we can cast our cares upon Him, for He ever cares for us. And friend, we got plenty of cares. We got plenty of burdens. We got plenty of troubles. Anybody in here hadn't got any troubles? Wish you'd help me bear some of mine then. Because we all do. But friend, I'm glad we've got a King that's all powerful tonight. He's all knowing. He's never made a mistake. He knows how to handle our cares and our troubles, our fears, our doubts, all the things that confuse us through this life. He can handle it. He's a caring King. He was crucified for us. And in His care, He's calling. He's calling today. He's calling you and me. In the Bible, He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, or burdened down." He said, "I'll give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul." Boy, we need rest today, don't we? We live in a busy world. We live in a troubled time, friend. And if we don't carry our burdens to Him, if we don't call upon Him, if we don't come to Him, hey, we'll try to carry everything ourselves, friend, and we'll get depressed. We'll get to feeling like nobody cares, friend, but Jesus cares. And He says, "Come unto me." Yes, He cares on me. Oh, He cares. Hey, listen to me. Even His disciples, hey, they had that same problem. They thought He didn't care. Jesus told them one day, said, "Let's pass over to the other side." They got on the boat. Jesus went in the hinder part of the ship and He went to sleep. And the Bible said a great storm arose. And the boat began to be full. They thought they were going down. They were in a great storm. A great wind got up. A great storm had come up in their lives. And they cried out and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Guess what? He just immediately got up. And He said, "Peace, be still." Boy, I'm glad we got one that cares that much. When the storms of life begin to fall in upon us, and it seems like nobody cares of what we're going through, Jesus is close at hand to His children, friend. Hey, He's never too far out that He can't hear. He's never too far out that He can't reach and help. Don't let the devil tell you that nobody cares. Jesus cares. Jesus cares. Jesus cares. You know, I bet you if we could step into heaven right now and ask Daniel, "Hey, Daniel, does Jesus care?" I bet you he'd say, well, let me tell you about the day they was fixing to throw me in the lion's den. I believe he'd say, I just put my trust in Jesus, and by the time they got me over to the mouth of that pit and throwed me down there, them old lions was purring like a little old baby kitten. I believe Daniel would say, he cares. Hey, if we could speak to the three Hebrew boys that they throwed in the fire. Hey, anybody in here ever been through the fiery trials of life? Anybody in here going through a fiery trial right now? I believe if we could just inquire of the three Hebrew boys, hey, does Jesus really care when you're going through the fire? I bet they'd say, well, let me tell you how much he cares. When he throwed us in the fire, we looked around and he was in the fire with us. He cares. He'll get in your troubles with you, won't he, Brother Adam? That's what he said in Psalms, isn't it? Oh, you could go on and on through the Bible. You could ask that old leper over in Luke 5, does he care? I bet you he'd say, well, hey, I was a leper. I was unclean. People would turn their backs on me. People would flee away from me. But hey, when Jesus passed by one day, he said, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus reached out and he touched him. And he made him clean. Because he cared for the old leper. Nobody else cared for him. Nobody else wanted to have anything to do with him. You could go on and ask blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by, and he cried out, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. People told him to shut up. Quiet. Quiet. But he cried out the more, and Jesus heard his cry, and he gave him back his sight. Because he cared. Because he cared. Ask the woman with the issue of blood. She done spent all she had. Jesus passed by and she thought, well, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. When she made her way, you know, just touched the hem of his garment, he noticed it. He noticed that gentle touch. And he made her whole. Boy, if we could just touch him. And we can. We can. But what about Legion? Everybody would give up on old Legion. He was living in the tombs. They tried to bind him with fetters and chains. But they couldn't bind him. Nobody could help him. So they just give up on old Legion. He was in the tombs cutting himself till Jesus passed by. And he released him of the demons that had him. Because he cared. He cared. What about the widow of Nain? Her son was dead. She was in a funeral procession going out to bury her son, and Jesus was on his way into town. And when they met, Jesus turned things around, didn't he? He raised her son back to life. Jairus' daughter, he came to Jesus while she was living. But before he got there, she died. But Jesus raised her from the dead because he cared. He cared. What about Lazarus? Lazarus' sisters had sent word, Jesus, come, Lazarus is sick. But he was late getting there, wasn't he? Lazarus was dead. But he raised him from the dead. Oh, if we could get all these up here, friend. Oh, I bet you they'd testify to the fact that Jesus is the caring King of kings and Lord of lords. Hey, let me tell you something else tonight. We can't get them up here on this stage, friend, but ask me tonight. I was lost and I was dead in trespasses and sin. I was blind. I couldn't see what was going on in the Word of God, and I couldn't see that I was a heartbeat out of hell. But Jesus passed by one day and He gave me spiritual sight to see that I was lost. And He gave me a message and He gave me conviction, and He drew me with cords of love, friend, because He cared that I was about to slip off into a devil's hell for all eternity. Why did He choose to save me, Brother Lee? I don't know. Out of all the people that I hung out with, the majority of them still not saved. Some of them died and gone to hell. Why He come to me, I don't know. Just don't know. He's the current King, the continuing King, the caring King. He's the coming King. Just like He was singing about tonight. Jesus is coming. You believe that? If I didn't believe that, I'd go to the house. Ain't no need to come to church. If I didn't believe He was coming again, I'd be denying His Word. I'd be trying to make Him alive. He said He's coming. He's coming with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in there. We go into the house. We go into the house. This ain't my home down here. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger. The longer I stay here, the stranger this place gets. I feel sort of like old Abraham, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm headed there. I hope you are. He's coming for His own. But then He's coming with wrath. After we get out of here, friend, boy, there's going to be some wrath poured out upon this old world. I want you to notice in Revelation chapter number 6 something that the Bible says. The seal judgments have been opened. The Antichrist comes to power. Destruction, war, death, destitution, famine, sorrow, devastation, starvation, death, hell, vengeance. Then the sixth seal, the Bible says this, that the face of God's wrath is revealed. He said, "And I beheld, when He had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places." And here it is, "And the kings," little k, "the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bond man, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, 'Fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of His wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand?'" Tell you who'll stand: those that's run to Him, not run from Him. Let me tell you something. He's the coming King. He's coming for His own. Secondly, He's coming with wrath. Lastly, this: He's the calling King. He's calling. For 2,000 years, there's been a call going out. It's the gospel call. that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus died in man's stead. Jesus took all of my sins, your sins, and the sins of the whole world upon Himself at Calvary's cross that we might go free. He's a calling King. It's a call of the gospel. It's a call of grace. Grace. Ain't you glad for grace tonight? We didn't merit grace. We didn't deserve grace. If we got what we deserve, the very best person in the house would be in hell. We'd all be in hell if we got what we deserved. But I thank God for grace. He's a calling King. But this call is going to end one day. We're living in the age and dispensation of God's grace. It's going to end one day. I don't know when, but I believe according to the Word of God, it's soon. It's going to soon come to an end. We're nearing the end of this dispensation that's given to us in the Word of God. Are you ready tonight to meet Him? Are you going to meet Him as King or Judge? Lord or Judge? Stand with me.